All right, Feel Good, powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com.
Ben, I want to take the lead on this one. I'll tell you why.
Why?
It's about science, learning, education.
Oh, and if there's one thing that you always know that you can expect from this show, it is the learning and the science and the education.
Professor Kelly's in the house. Right. I found a study that might pertain to you. Being the bearded one on the show.
Oh, it's a bearded study.
It's a bearded study.
All right.
Thank goodness there are people out there in the world that are studying this.
100%.
But they have found men with beards are more likely to have smaller testicles than those without.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What?
Just had to get right through that. I'm sorry.
Hang on. I'm feeling attacked.
Well, this is a legit study that people have done.
Is this a bad thing, though?
Well,
do you want peanut-sized ones?
Well, this is what researchers did. Researchers looked at this. This is what researchers looked at. They studied over 100 male primates, including humans. What's the ad like?
Who signed up for that?
I mean, it's probably Craigslist, right? Sure. They're probably like, hey, we're looking for some dudes. Want to come in and let us look at your beard.
Look at your beard and your nuggets. And your nuggets.
So they studied the size of the nuggets. They found that those with longer hair or beards had smaller nuggets, some as small as peppercorns.
Okay, so I can assure you that what I'm housing are not on the peppercorn size.
Okay, so we're bigger than peppercorn. Oh, God. This is really like...
Kelly, I don't know how to...
I've measured things on you before.
I know.
I've had to measure like the distance between your shoulder and your nipples.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to go there. So other primates with shorter hair or with little to no hair had some as big as tennis balls.
Tennis balls?
Okay, yeah. I can assure you that they are somewhere between the peppercorn and the tennis ball size.
All right. You sound normal.
Thank you.
Are you comfortable with your package?
Yes, I'm comfortable with my own.
And I just need to know if our tax dollars paid for that study.
I hope so.
I just need to know.
I hope so.
I need to know why.
Maybe they want a grant. All right, so there you are. Feel good. You know what? I do feel good for this because I feel that I'm normal. This has assured me of that. Even with my beard, I have normal bits and pieces.
All right, great.
There it is. That's your feel good.
All right, awesome.
Brought to you by Raise Ford. Go buy a car at Raise Ford.
They're not going to pay for that.